Okay, everybody, this is Ron. I have muted out the background noise so we don't have to sit here and listen to that. If you're on this call, it's because you are registered for the Seller Financing Boot Camp here in Jacksonville next week. Purpose of this call is to make sure that you come prepared. I've got some things I want to discuss with you. This will not be a very long call tonight. I'm guessing maybe 20 minutes tops, give or take. And if you've got something to write with, you might want to get it out right on, because I'm going to give you an assignment, a couple of assignments to do before you come. First, I'm excited about this event. I haven't taught this thing in, gosh, I believe the last time I did it was 2009, and we've updated everything, and we've got a lot of stuff we're going to do during this three-day period. What you don't know is that my friend Bob Leonetti has agreed to attend the entire thing and actually help me teach it, because Bob is one of the guys that's so skilled in owner financing and has been around about as long as I have, and one of the few that I feel are qualified to work with me on this. But Bob is also the guy that buys paper, meaning mortgages, both existing and new mortgages created. So in this event, Bob's going to show us how to create mortgages to sell off to our buyers, to so we can sell with owner financing and then sell them off to him and cash out of them. So we're very lucky to have him in this event. I haven't actually been in the same room with him for quite a while now. If you don't know, he's the guy who teaches our Paper Power event, and also put down in your little notebook that next year I will all be teaching the Paper Power event as well with Bob. So a lot of things going on around Global Publishing, and you'll see that when you get here that we're constantly improving and adding things and bringing in, I think, the right people to help you guys get where you want to go a lot faster than most people are able to achieve that if we don't drop these resources in your lap. Bob's a great resource to have for this event. And, of course, I'm going to have the attorney there. He'll be there on the second day. He's driving up from Tampa just for this event, and I'm going to have a report with a lot of the questions answered. And, in fact, I gave him a whole list of them to answer. I'm still waiting on that report. I don't have it in my hands yet, but I expect to get it any day now. And you will get a written copy of that report in addition to him being there for whatever time it takes to go over the questions on that report, and then we'll have a Q&A after he has finished. Obviously, this is very important stuff, but certainly whatever we talk about is not going to stop us from doing seller financing next year, but there are some law changes that we must stay up on. Guys, we're also going to have a calculator class, so this is the opportunity where you're actually going to learn how to use that financial calculator that you have been carrying around or have an app for that you have no idea how to use. I'm going to ask Bob Leonetti to make sure that he's there when we cover this class. You'll get some sample problems assigned to you, and we'll show you how to do the keystrokes necessary to arrive at the conclusions you're going to need in order to navigate correctly through the world of seller financing, both buying and selling. A financial calculator is a tool that all serious real estate people need. I mean, your calculator to your business is like your kitchen to your restaurant. Pretty important that you learn this thing, and fortunately for you, it's not that difficult to learn it, because there's only a small percentage of that calculator that you're ever going to use anyway. So in that light, today, you do not have to go to the store and buy these calculators. You can get apps for them. So I'm going to give your first assignment is to go find a financial calculator that you like on your app store and get it up and ready and to class. I use 12C Classic, but that's an HP 12C, and I will tell you that there probably are easier calculators to learn than the HP 12C. Bob uses and teaches the HP 10B. That's Hewlett-Packard 10B. There is an app for that as well, but there's also a ton of other apps for with financial calculators on them. And honestly, I don't really care which one you bring or which one you get an app for. You shouldn't pay more than $5, $10 at the most for one of these apps, whereas I used to pay I was paying $150 for a handheld HP 12C back in the early 90s, for crying out loud. So fortunately, today you don't need that thing. You carry it on your phone every single day with you. So here's the catch. Whatever app you choose to use, and now you have time to explore a few, go ahead and get the one you want, but I'm going to rely on you to learn the keystrokes on that app to get you to a conclusion so that we don't have to sit there and in class you figure that out. There are several different types of financial calculators, ladies and gentlemen, and they all have different keystrokes to arrive at the answer. You learn the keystrokes. And then, of course, Bob's going to be there. The HP-10B knows very well. I know the HP-12C, of course, so does he. But honestly, you should take time to learn how to do that yourself, and then you'll be ready to go and be able to solve problems. All you have to do is figure out how to compute the payment, or how to compute the present value, or how to compute the, well, the number of months is not a compute, normally you stick in, but there are five, there's one line on most calculators, and we're going to use that one line, and that's the line that has the N for number of months, the I for interest, the PV for present value, the PMT for payment, and the FV for future value. During a calculator class, you're going to learn how to use that line, and you'll also know that if you have any three of those numbers, you can solve for the fourth. However, again, you have to learn which keystrokes. For example, if I'm solving for a payment, I have to know what to push to get the answer, because sometimes you have to push, like on my HP-12C, I have to push the choose, C-H-S, before I hit the payment button, and if you know, if I didn't know that, I'd never be able to get the right answer. So take a little time, learn your keystrokes there, and we'll teach you how to use that thing when you get to class. All right, with that said, you all should be already registered for your hotel room. We're having this at the Aloft Hotel. It's a great place. Everybody loves it. Plenty of food around. If you do not have the information on that, I don't have it with me tonight. Get hold of the office and get registered. It's only $99 a night, and that's a heck of a deal. I learned today they even have free water for you in the room to drink. So what else could you want in life? All right. What I want to talk to you about tonight is make sure you come prepared with prospects so that we can have our staff work with you on these prospects and see how many of these things we can work in class. We're going to have deal structuring in class, as I do in my Quick Start School. I know that many of you on the phone tonight have been to my Quick Start School, so you know what I'm talking about. And if you're coming to this event and you haven't been, or you haven't been in a while, then we will literally take your property information sheets and analyze them and try to convert as many of them into deals as we possibly can. Now, I may or may not be able to have people call on some of them for you. I'm going to do my best to make sure that we have people available to do that. But whether we do or we don't, I want you to bring them because we will have staff there to go through them, and I'll be able to talk about them in class, and we'll structure deals right in front of the class and in person and one-on-one so that you actually leave with deals that you can take home and present. And what you're going to learn in this class, you won't get anywhere else on the planet. Nobody will teach you this stuff. It doesn't exist anywhere else. And when you see how creative you can get with these deals that involve seller financing, it'll open up a whole bunch of new doors for you, folks. I mean, you're going to see how to create some tremendous income streams during that week, as well as some pretty nice, hefty down payments on nicer properties. Because I'm going to work hard on you to work on the really nice stuff in your area, the upper end stuff, not all the lower end stuff, and show you why that it's easier to work with the people with higher-priced houses than lower-priced houses, and why when you work with those higher-priced numbers with no risk at all to you, you quickly realize that your big down payments are, I mean, just enormous. In fact, just today, Scott talked to another person with $100,000 to put down on a house, and so we're trying to plug them into one. He got two contracts to put tenant buyers in houses, and we're dealing with one big million-dollar property where we think we're going to get seller financing on it. So you're going to see how fast, I mean, these $25, $50, $75, $100,000 checks can come in when you know how to handle the numbers in front of you and can read the property information sheet, can see how to structure the deals and make multiple offers. We will be talking about multiple offers during this event and focus. Now, we are focusing on seller financing, so don't confuse this with the Quick Start School, because this is not about lease options, even though obviously that subject's going to come up, because sometimes that's your best exit or your best entrance, and it's not seller financing. But we're going to really focus on seller financing deals, seller financing getting in and seller financing getting out. We're going to spend probably half the class on one and half the class on the other, and then build in some sessions that I know you need along the way, such as the calculator class that I discussed. So we'll also have classes every day about deal structuring. So I want to go through a lot of them for you. So what I want you to focus on is getting the property information sheet, which you should have had emailed to you, and getting as many of those called as you can. And some of you got virtual assistants that are calling for you. Some of you do not. So if you do not have a virtual assistant to call these leads for you, I very strongly suggest that tomorrow you get on the phone to my office and you have a virtual assistant set up for you to call FSBO leads. We have the entire service available for you to do that. They are trained every single day. That's all they do is call for sale by owner leads that you generate and they generate, and see how many of these you can pile up. If you get on the phone tomorrow and call and cry a little, you might be able to get set up in time to get some of these called before you actually come to this event. I think my staff is listening to this call, so they're hearing what I'm saying right now. So if you call tomorrow and say, I need a virtual assistant and I'm coming to seller financing, tell Dolores, I said, to put you at the top of the list and see if we can't get you plugged in and get you some leads prior to this event. If you cannot get a VA in time or you don't want to, then it's incumbent upon you to call all the FSBO leads you can get from online, from Craigslist, from anywhere you can get them, and to go see as many houses with FSBO signs in front of them as you can actually possibly put together between now and then. And also, you got time to put ads on Craigslist and other sites and have them actually call you. It's totally up to you to get these FSBO leads. I'm going to tell you right now, if you don't, you're going to hate yourself for not bringing them. When you see people making money right in front of your face, you're going to get a sick feeling. And I can tell you right now, without even knowing what they're going to bring, some of these deals are worth $100,000 to some of the folks that are going to bring these things within the next 60 days. So please don't be sitting in class and saying, my God, I wish I'd listened to him. I was on the call. You know, I got so many things to do, I couldn't get around to it. Well, you know, if that works for you, that works for me. It's not me that's getting paid on these things, it's you. So if you want to take the time to get these leads, you're going to see just how valuable they are to you and how quickly we can turn them into actual deals. So do what you can to bring these sheets with you. And you can't bring too many of them. So quickly, if you don't have the sheet available to you, if you didn't get it, go to ronlegrand.com/FSBO, F-S-B-O. You'll find the newest property information sheet right there. Make copies of it and bring as many as you can. Now, if you're going to take the time to fill these sheets out or have them filled out, you got to make sure that they are complete. You'll find stars on these sheets. I must have the answer to these stars. And you'll find questions in the middle. And, of course, the most important question for this class is the one on the right on free and clear houses. If your house is free and clear, go all the way to the right on your property information sheet, and it prompts your VA or you to ask, would you consider taking your equity in monthly installments? Guys and gals, when those are circled yes, those are the ones that are going to get top priority in this class, because those are the ones that they're my favorite deals, are owner finance deals on free and clear houses. By far my favorite deal. You'll see why. And you're going to wish you had 40 more of them when you come to class. And even if you bring a bunch, you're going to wish you had more of them. Now, do not assume that a house has to be free and clear for us to work our magic on it, because that is not true. We're going to have a lot of houses with mortgages on them. We're also going to discuss owner financing with them as well, both getting in and getting out. And you'll have some they'll sell for what they owe, which is the question over on the left side of the page. Will you sell for what you owe? We will discuss also seller financing on some of those, especially when they won't deed the house to you subject to. You're going to learn how to overcome any objection to subject to because they don't want to leave, because they don't want their credit in your hands. We can do that with seller financing. If you're on this call and you're from Texas, seller financing is what you're going to do mainly. It is your new business model, buying and selling. So this is even more important for you. If you're in Texas, we do not ask the lease option question. We ask the seller financing question regardless. So we have special scripts for Texans. We have, in fact, we even have a new, brand new mentor who lives in Texas who will also be part of the event as well. So we're I'm looking forward to teaching you a lot of cool stuff that you don't know, but I'm telling you, if you do not bring these leads, you're going to absolutely wish you did. So do what you have to do to generate these leads. But I'm going to say it again. If you bring these leads in and you do not know what the seller is asking or what they think it's worth or what they owe and what their payment is, and if you don't know the answers to these questions, there's nothing we're going to be able to do with these leads, because that simply means that somebody's got to call them back and get the answers. So in that light, if you have when you find the properties that are free and clear, please make sure that you put a zero in the loan amount. But on the right side, it says, will you take your equity in monthly installments? If it says yes, I want you to please make a note right now to continue that conversation on a little bit further for me so we can determine whether we have hot prospects without somebody having to call them back first. Yes means it's a prospect, don't get me wrong. But if you ask the following questions, we'll know whether it's a smoking prospect or just a prospect. The next thing I want to know after you get a yes is, may I assume you'll sell with nothing down? Don't ask them, will you sell with nothing down? The question is, may I assume you will sell with nothing down? If the answer comes back yes, just mark it as such. If the answer comes back no, then your next question is, well, what's the least you could take down? That's all I want you to do on the down payment. Will I assume you will sell with nothing down? If the answer is yes, mark it and shut up about that. That's it. If the answer is no, then what's the least you could take down? Give me an answer. Write it right on the sheet for me. There's not a spot. I'm trusting you to write it on there so we can read it when we get to the class. The next question is, what's the least you could take per month? What's the least you could take per month if we agree upon a price? That's all I want you to ask them. What's the least you could take per month if we agree upon a price? If you will get me the down payment question asked and the monthly payment question asked, I promise you, your lead's going to go right to the top of the pile. But guys, do not ask that question unless the house is free and clear. That's the only time I want you to ask it. If there's a mortgage on the house, I'd rather you just ask what they would consider a lease purchase, and we'll take it from there and just follow the script in the center of the page. But if the loan balance and the asking price are close, then I want you to ask, will you sell for what you owe, and just leave that alone, and we'll deal with the rest of it in class. Okay, I hope you got that. Let me open this up here. Just give me a second. Okay.
The conference is in lecture mode.
All right, can you guys hear me?
Yep.
All right, do we have any questions on what I just said? I know it went through it pretty fast.
Ron?
Yes.
Yes, this is Court Marietta. I just wanted to know, on the lead sheets that we have from a VA, and I am using Eagle VAs,
yes.
Should I develop comps on the sheet before I bring
it? Yes, it would be very good if you did develop comps. I'm sorry I did miss that. Just go on one of the sites, Trulia or Zillow or any site you want to use, and just do your best to tell me what you think the value is of the house. But don't get conservative on me here now.
Okay, I've used those two. Three other properties for each comp?
Yeah, a couple is enough.
Okay.
But please remember, folks, we are not paying cash for this house, So comps mean a lot less to me. I mean, the ARV is important, but not near as important as it was if we were paying cash for the house, because we're not going to have any risk whatsoever. But
yeah.
I do need to know if the seller's asking price is outrageously high or low or on target or what, and I'm going to use your best judgment for that for now.
Okay, thank you.
Good question. I'm sorry I missed it. Okay, anybody else?
I have a question. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I have a financial calculator.
Yes.
Would you prefer I not bring that and
get
an app on my
phone? No, bring it. But you're going to be using an app anyway.
what
kind of calculator do you have?
Well, then I better find the app.
Yeah.
And then the property leads, if I call tomorrow and get a virtual assistant, then I don't, unless they let me know what house, then I bring the comps there. Do they find the comps for the house?
No, I don't want them finding the comps for you, because I don't want you trusting any virtual assistant to do that for you. You need to do it yourself anyway, but that's not a big deal. You just go to Trulia and put in the address, up will pop
your
comps. All right, now listen, what calculator do you have?
I have, I have to go down and look at it. I can email it tomorrow.
Oh, don't email it. Just bring it.
Okay.
But they've really got some simple financial calculators online right now. I didn't think I would try to give you the name of one. I know that there'll be a bunch of them in class, but do you know how to use the one you have?
I haven't used it for so long, I probably have to say.
If I were to ask 25 people that have a calculator, how many of you know how to use it? I always get an answer, maybe two at a top, so don't feel bad. That's why we're doing this class.
Yeah. Well, I'll find out what it is. Here it is.
All right, just bring it.
Okay.
Hey, Ron, Nico?
Yeah,
I'll bring
ahead.
The book with it.
All right, you do that. Go, Rico.
It's an HP 10
B probably.
10 B. I don't have my.
Perfect. Bring it.
Okay.
All right, Nico.
Hey, Ron. How you doing? Great.
Good.
Good to talk to you. Commercial properties. Same concept with the.
You can bring commercial properties, and I am very happy to talk about them. But don't, Brian. I don't want you to talk about them unless the owner's willing to owner finance now, because that's what this class is about.
Yes, he is.
Yes. Well, good.
But does it matter what kind of property it is, like a church or something like that?
Nope.
Okay.
But remember, it's up to you to get all the information you can out of the seller about what he's got in mind, and that'll give us a basis to work with instead of us just guessing.
Yes.
Because, if we don't have these facts, there's only two things we can do. We can guess, or we can get on the phone and call a seller. And you know darn well we're not going to have time getting on the phone and call all these sellers. So your homework first. And might be able to structure your deal there.
Okay.
I'm very
excited.
The only
question is very similar to that. It's just it's a expensive house, $1.5 million house. Same situation.
Oh, I love it.
You have.
Oh, I love it. That's
been for sale for 2 years. Beautiful property.
My favorite. Castle. If you'll owner finance, bring that baby.
Will do.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Ron, Dave Head.
Hey, Dave Head.
How you doing?
I'm good, man.
Listen. Good. I want to find out, would you rather that I try to find some of the more expensive deals to bring down to look at, or does it make any difference?
What's expensive, Dave?
Well, I mean, in my area, somewhere around 400 to 800.
400 to 800 is great. That's a perfect target. But you know what? I don't care what the numbers are.
Okay.
$2-4 million houses don't scare me a bit. And
right.
And honestly, I'd much rather deal in a $400,000-$600,000 house than I would a $100,000 house for the sake of this class. I mean, you don't need a calculator to know that the more dollars you waller in, the more stick to you. So, bring them all.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else?
Hey, Ron, it's Kurt.
Hey, Kurt.
Titanium Mastermind.
Hey, Kurt.
Hey. Hey. So my wife and I are definitely coming out. Wanted to let you know about that.
Good.
And. And then the other thing I wanted to ask, I came in on the call a little bit late, and I caught you in the middle of talking about some kind of calculator. Do we need to bring a certain calculator?
You need to get yourself a financial calculator app. I mean, you don't buy the physical thing anymore.
Yeah.
It's on your phone. It's going to be an HP 10B, or I use 12C Classic, which is an HP 12C. However, there's a bunch of apps that you can get that are really simple, that are cheap or free. So I really don't care. I just want you to learn how to work, how to compute a payment before you come. Because we're not going to take time to learn what keystrokes to hit to solve the problem on every single calculator there is.
Okay, no problem. So it's a financial calculator app, and one is an HP10B.
That's a common one.
And then the other one was 12C Classic.
12C Classic is what I use on my Apple product.
Okay, perfect.
All right.
That's all I need to know. I look forward to
all
seeing
right.
you there.
Thank you. All right, guys, I want you to also make another note here. This event goes through the 12, 13, and 14, but you should be aware by now that there is a vacation rental day, a seminar being conducted on the 15th, and it is going to be a doozy, I know, because I'm working with the folks that are putting the seminar together, and they're doing a fantastic job. Really what they're doing is taping a new course on vacation rentals, and you're going to want to hear this because this applies to every single person that's in this room. Because it's not about buying properties. It's about lease optioning them and paying a monthly rental on them and then renting them out by the week from your desk at home, literally never visiting the property to make it all on autopilot. And these folks have created a whole new industry for us by combining the lease options with the vacation rental business. And they're compiling a step-by-step process for you. You'll get all of that in that seminar. And resources telling you where to go get everything you want done, including the concierge service to clean them in between the visits. Oh, works. So I'm telling you, you're going to really, really be glad you're in that class. And that's only $99 to attend that class if you're coming to the seller financing boot camp. So if you have not registered for that, you might want to get a hold of our office and make sure you do that and hang around on the 15th. No big deal to move your plane. Reservation. Just I don't care what it costs. It's probably $75. It don't matter. It's in your best interest to hang around for that. That is all. That is Sunday. So I don't. Wherever you're coming from, you may or may not be able to get home that night. They are going to go till 5.
You boys go get everything set up. I'll be out there.
All right. Okay. So anybody else have any questions before I get off of this?
Hey, Ron. Dominic here.
Hey, Dominic. Go.
I'm in Connecticut. How about the people? Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to fly down there, but I did sign up for the webinar.
Yeah, you mean the simulcast?
Yeah.
Okay.
How is that going to work as far as getting a manual, or do you have any idea?
You're going to be able to download the manual that day. I don't know when you're going to be turned loose to do that, but you will have access to the manual, and you'll have to download it, and you'll get everything we get, except obviously you won't be there for the deal structuring, you won't be there for the networking, you know, you won't be eligible for the new Mercedes drawing that we do for people that are only there live.
Yeah. See everything simulcast?
That was a joke now, so.
I'm sure it was.
Okay. By the way, the vacation rental thing is not simulcast now.
It's not, okay.
The way to do that is live.
Okay. So I'll just wait for, I guess they'll give me a link or something to download the manual. Okay.
They'll get you all the codes and links and everything.
Great. Thanks, Ron.
You're welcome. Anybody else?
Ron, Nick, again, quick question.
Go ahead.
On the seller finance leads that you want us to bring, you don't want them already with, you know, type of offer made or anything like that yet.
What? I didn't understand what you just said.
You want just the basic, I mean, you just want the info from the lead. You don't want us to have already made offers or anything like that.
Well, I would prefer you do not. Then I won't have to fix your screw-up. Just bring the information. Let's discuss what kind of offers we should make, and then you can do that either while you're there or when you get back home. Anyway, hey, guys, we're on a conference call. Just bring the facts.
Okay. No, I reason on one of them that I did, he asked what I had in mind, and I gave him a couple examples. Hiding it and sent him an email. So.
Right. Okay. Yeah, all right. Well, bring all you can.
Okay, thanks.
All right, anybody else?
Okay, good. Hey, Stan, are we going to have a Christmas party this week?
You mean a quick start?
No, we don't want to be left out. The quick start had a party. Are we going to get one, too?
No. Are you kidding me? You have no idea what I had to go through to get the quick start to the party. No way I can do two of them. No, we're not going to have a Christmas party during seller financing. All although we will raise... God, I can't understand why somebody get on a conference call and have a conversation. I don't get it. I can't shut them up, guys. Anyway, we will raise toys for tots, but no, we're not going to have a party.
No.
All right. I'm going to get off the call then and turn you guys loose. Go generate some leads, and I'll see you all next week. And for the few of you that are coming to Quick Start, I'll see you tomorrow morning, I guess. So bring a bunch of leads, and we'll turn them into money for you. Thanks for being on the call.
Thank you.